Ramayan, Part 2, Chapter 1, Section 2. Ram bids farewell to Ayodhya. During that night, the chariot carrying the princes covered a long distance. As they traveled, Ram remembered the pain of his relations and people. Reflecting again and again upon his father's command, he kept his determination strong and urged Sumantra to drive swiftly. They passed many villages, seeing on the outskirts well-tilled and cultivated fields, as well as beautiful blossoming woodlands. People from the villages, to where the news of Ram's exile had already spread, saw the chariot passing by, and they censured the emperor, and especially Kaikeyi. "That cruel Kaikeyi has acted without propriety. She has caused the exile of that highly virtuous Ram. Now, what will become of us? How will the delicate Princess Sita survive in the forest? How shameful that the king could abandon an all affection for such a son and daughter-in-law." Going more slowly as he passed the people, Ram heard their comments and smiled at them without saying anything. As the chariot moved on more swiftly, the travelers saw innumerable gardens, fruit orchards, and lotus ponds. They saw temples resonant with the sounds of sacred incantations. These were everywhere. While sitting in the chariot and enjoying the sights of his flourishing kingdom, Ram thought of his pending exile. He would long for the day of his return. He wanted to return to the prosperous land of Kosala. As they at last reached Kosala's southern border, Ram got down from the chariot and stood facing the direction of Ayodhya. With his face covered in tears, he spoke in a choked voice. "I take leave of you, O foremost of cities, protected by the emperor and your presiding deities. May you fare well. When I have squared my debt to my father and fulfilled his pledge, I shall return." Many country dwellers had gathered around Ram. They were filled with grief to see him bid his sad farewell to Ayodhya. Ram glanced at them with affection. He thanked them for the love they showed for him and then told them to go home. The people simply stood gazing at Ram, unable to move. Although he urged them to return home, they stood rooted to the spot. They could not turn away from the heroic and handsome prince. As they stood watching, Ram remounted his chariot and it disappeared into the distance, even as the sun sets at the end of the day.